Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO report said that is the cost of carrying out one of President Trump's favorite campaign promises, repealing and replacing Obamacare. It says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured will grow, doubling the number of people who would not have insurance if Obamacare remained intact. The Secretary of Health and Human Services challenged the CBO report, saying it did not take into consideration all of the pieces that would be part of the Republican plan, including pending legislation to reform the insurance market. Turkey is rejecting European Union calls for restraint, as Turkey and the Netherlands remain locked in a diplomatic dispute. Dutch authorities barred Turkish ministers from holding rallies in support of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Joe Burton, a senior lecturer in international security at the University of Waikato, said votes are playing a role in inflaming tensions. Burton told BOA he is concerned about the direction Turkey's politics is heading.
Things are particularly inflamed at the moment because of the elections. I would say probably the pattern is for these crises to dissipate reasonably quickly, and that probably business as normal will return after the referendums are out of the way.
NATO's chief, Jens Stoltenberg, urged Turkey and its NATO allies on Monday to show mutual respect, to be calm, and to have a measured approach to contribute to de-escalating the tensions. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Scotland's first minister took a step closer Monday to breaking up the United Kingdom by announcing she intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for Scots. In last year's Brexit vote, Scots voted to remain in the EU. After the vote, the Scottish First Minister said Brexit constituted a significant and a material change of the circumstances, thereby justifying a second independence referendum. While the British Parliament authorizes the Brexit, a few hundred protesters gathered in Parliament Square.
It's madness for Theresa May and her government to divide us. We're all one people. So today we're trying to get the message across that we are one with EU citizens and we're not going to let anyone divide us.
Theresa May's Brexit bill has cleared all of its hurdles in the House of Parliament, opening the way for the Prime Minister to trigger Article 50 by the end of March. The death toll from the landslide and a massive garbage dump in Ethiopia's capital has climbed to